Welcome to Your Future Is Now, hosted by Jim Grant and Bill Heinrich. Their show is dedicated to sharing information in business, health, and obstacles we face in our everyday lives. Jim is also the TV host of Messages of Inspiration and Hope on E360 TV. Bill is the author of Seven Levels of Truth and is a master in the world of getting clarity in your mind to clear out the cobwebs and remove mental barriers that hold you back. Each week, they will interview an exciting guest. We're so glad you've tuned in. Be sure to share the show. And now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. We're so glad that you've tuned in today. And if you listen to us on podcast, thank you so much for listening to our show and sharing our show. We just really appreciate you so much. And today we've got a wonderful young lady as our guest today. But before we bring Olga into the show here, I've got to say hello to the honorary host here on the Toginet radio system, Mr. Bill Heinrich. And Mr. Bill is also known as the Dean of the 6-Minute Webinar. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Jim. I'm great. How are you today?
Doing real good.
The Dean. I like that.
Yeah.
I need one of those. What do they call it? The mortar boards. I need to wear one of those mortar, you know, that
yeah.
they wear for college graduation.
It fits you like a hand in the glove, brother. And we got some exciting news out there on the 6-Minute Webinar, and I'm going to let Mr. Bill share that with you.
Yeah, well, we're doing a boot camp tomorrow, and if you want information on it, you can go to 6minutewebinar.com/bootcamp. It's a 3-hour live interactive with no breaks where we take everybody through and they get a 6-minute webinar created. It's a fascinating process that brings you clarity about your business. You're speaking to your perfect customer about the thing that you do best. And, you know, Jim, this is what a business person, this is their breath of life.
Oh,
being
yeah.
able to speak clearly about their business and really understand it and speak in a manner that their perfect client can understand. So that's what makes the 6-minute webinar so much fun. And we're going to have a good crowd on tomorrow for it. So we're really excited. In fact, our guest today, Olga, when she comes on, we'll ask her. She has been through the 6-minute webinar. So love everybody to get the feedback on it. And I'll let you introduce Olga.
Okay.
And we'll go from there.
Okay, and before we do, ladies and gentlemen, another benefit of the 6-Minute Webinar, I'm going to be speaking at a summit tomorrow, and I use the 6-Minute Webinar to craft my talk. Imagine being able to say a powerful message that just keeps the people engaged in what you're saying. That's what the 6-Minute Webinar will do for you when you speak. That's what the 6-Minute Webinar will do for you when you present your product to your ideal client. And ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the show the lovely Olga, and I'm probably going to mispronounce her last name, Bilova. Is that correct?
It is correct.
How about that? Hey, how you doing? We're so glad and honored to have you here. And Bill wanted to ask you something about the 6-minute webinar. Have you been through that?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Why don't you just say a little bit about your experience, whatever.
Oh, of course. Well, given that I work both with business and spiritual topics, it is very critical for me to be able to articulate exactly what I do for my clients so that the right people can resonate with my message. And I can tell you that the script and the process is so fine-tuned that it helps you identify precisely the right keywords and the critical message that you need to deliver to your clients. And I think it is priceless because there are so many elements of the work that we all do, and to choose what to speak about is the most challenging. Even if you're clear in your mind what it is that you do and what you deliver and who your ideal clients are, to speak precisely in a very succinct way, that is the biggest challenge. And the 6-minute webinar is fantastic in that.
Wow. Thank you. Yeah. You know, I've had the opportunity. I don't know if you know, Jim, I was interviewed by Olga. This is, she and I connected in that manner. Mm-hmm. So I know a lot about her business, and she obviously knows a lot about mine. But mm-hmm. Olga does some fascinating, fascinating work using all of the resources that are the same thing I'm doing. I'm using different resources, but there's all sorts of resources available to us to guide us on our life path. Isn't that right, Olga?
Yes. Oh, thank you, Bill. Yes, that is true. There are so many different methods, so many different ways, and you need to find the method that works for you, because it has the language, it has the energetic vibration that resonates with you. And the methods that I use include a variety of different techniques. And what we did was specifically with astrology.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things, and I work, I'm a business coach, as you know, Olga, and just for the audience, I have worked with clients all around the world and high level entrepreneurs, corporate people. And what I do is I actually teach them how to create more awareness. And with that awareness, they can make better choices, right, Olga? So it's a matter of getting, creating a path for yourself.
Oh, absolutely. When you're clear, it is so easy to make the choice that is beneficial for you. And clarity is one of the fundamental principles that I teach in my programs. Once you arrive at clarity, everything is so much easier.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about those principles that you teach. Mm-hmm. Because I'm aware of what they are, but I think they're really, really fascinating.
So what I've discovered through various methods and through the experience of doing what I do, there are three fundamental principles that once you get them figured out for yourself and the way to apply them, everything sort of folds very easily in your life and your business. So those three principles are truth, clarity, and reciprocity.
So go ahead, Jim.
No, that's okay. I was sitting here, I was thinking about her, what she's saying there about truth and then clarity. I've heard clarity come up over and over and over again. And that is the foundation of all communication, being crystal clear, so that others can understand what you're saying. And oh my goodness, I love what I'm hearing. Please carry on.
Yeah, well, Jim, excuse me, Olga. The life is only about a search for clarity. Mm-hmm. So any information you can give, that you can get to make higher choices, because we have free will and choice, where you mm-hmm. can utilize, that's the greatest gift we have, wouldn't you say, Olga? Is free will and choice?
Yes, absolutely. Because when you are at choice, you automatically stop being a victim.
Mm.
Choice is what somebody who is in control of their life has versus a victim who has no choice.
Mm.
And when you are confused about your choices, or you think you don't have a choice, then you truly don't have a choice. You just give away your power.
That's so true. Go ahead, Jim.
I was just going to say absolutely, because I've known people that, you know, they just feel like they're enslaved or they just can't get out or something. And really, the only place that exists is in the canyons of their minds. They got a lot of myths up there and a lot of cobwebs up there. And I just like to say that's what I really enjoy and love about Bill Heinrich's book, The Seven Levels of Truth. That's on Amazon, Seven Levels of Truth. If you're looking for clarity and to get the cobwebs, get all that stuff out of your mind, get focused, I highly recommend that book. I really do. In fact, I endorse it. And Bill, I tell you, it took you 25, 30, it took you a lifetime to write the book, right?
Yeah.
he's a slow writer.
yeah, but it's, you know, it's the interesting thing is Olga and I do the exact same thing. We do it a different way, though. We utilize different resources.
Wow.
You know, And, you know, Olga is, she didn't say this, is someone who has a PhD and started. Why don't you tell a little of your story, Olga, about how you ended up doing this? It's a fascinating story.
Yes, I was a graduate student in the California School of Professional Psychology studying organizational consulting. And I wanted to just kind of make the most of my education and my life. And I was so driven, I was so focused, and I excelled in everything that I did. And eventually, I finished my doctorate, got accepted into Oxford, just applied and got in. So that was kind of fun. And then I had two high-ranking executive jobs. And then all of a sudden, I felt so drained and I completely lost my motivation and desire to just continue working. And so that's how I started searching whether there is a purpose in my life. And it took me quite some time to discover that, in fact, there was a purpose. And there is a very specific way to discover what that purpose is. And so that's what I did. And my life changed dramatically after that.
That's really amazing. We're getting ready, getting close to breaking for a commercial. But when we come back, we're going to hear a lot more about your purpose and purpose to profit. And because Olga is also, she is the founder and creator of the Purpose to Profit Quantum Leap System. And I definitely want to hear a lot more about that. And how about you, Mr. Bill?
Absolutely. And also, Olga, real quick, I'm not sure. Yeah, we have time. Olga, how do people get a hold of you? We have 20 seconds here.
They can email me at olga@olgabelova.com. It's OLLGA@myfirstlastname.com.
Mm-hmm. All of those, that will be in the description of the show, and we'll repeat it since we're getting real close to commercial break. But stay with us because you want to hear what the rest of her message during this show, because I'm telling you, it's interesting.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Wonder who invented the snow shovel. Most of us who live up north have spent a lot of time using this tool. No one really knows who started using it for snow, but according to Live Science, the first known shovels were discarded ox scapulas, or shoulder blades, which folks used to move soil and rocks 5,000 years ago. Most historians recognize Arthur Sicard as the inventor of the first practical snow blower in 1925. Of course, you can get pretty knackered shoveling the snow off your driveway. What's a word for the fear of hard work? Ponophobia. In 1923, two brothers from Norway constructed the first automobile-mounted snowplow. What's a word for the fear of snow? Ionophobia. It's marching down. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And Mr. Bill Heinrich, he is one of the founders of the 6-Minute Webinar. He's the dean of the 6-Minute Webinar because he's able to do things with that thing. And, you know, if I give him my 6-Minute Webinar, he'd make me sound intelligent. That's how good he is. You know what I mean? But Mr. Bill, we got a workshop coming up tomorrow, don't we? A boot camp.
Yeah, we're doing our boot camp, our next one, tomorrow, 9 a.m. Pacific time. If you have an interest, you can go to 6minutewebinar.com/bootcamp. We do one a month, and they're great experiences. And you know, if you have a business and you want to learn to speak to your perfect customer with a very clear message and a powerful call to action, stop by the 6-Minute Webinar. We'll show you some things that'll blow you away, guaranteed. But today, I want to talk more. We've got Olga on, and I want to make the most of this time because she does such fascinating work. And Olga, you had talked earlier about the three areas of clarity, truth, and reciprocity. Talk a little bit more. How do those interact with each other?
Oh, yes. This is so important to understand. Well, the first one that I want to talk about is the connection between truth and clarity. It is so fascinating that you cannot really separate truth and clarity, but you do need to look at them separately, but they function together. And the way it works is, I'll give you an example. When I work with my clients, I very often hear this, and I ask them, what is your purpose? And they start giving me this story. You know, I think my purpose is to be an artist, a musician, but my family made me do something else. They wouldn't support this pursuit. And I always ask them, okay, let's stop right there and let's get to the truth. Well, the truth is, it's not that your family made you do something. The truth functions on a very bottom level, yes or no principle. It's a binary thing. It's yes or no. There is nothing in between. There is no hesitation. There is no gray area. And the truth is, you made a choice of least resistance, and you didn't want to fight your family. You didn't want to disappoint your family. And there is no story around it. It's yes or no.
And wow. Yeah, you just hit a chord with me because I have a book I wrote called Clarity Has No Story.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And that is the key telling factor in truth and clarity is whether there's any story. Isn't that right, Olga?
Oh, absolutely. So when you arrive at this place, I always visualize this kind of the bottom of the well where there is no water, just the bottom, and the light shines. And at the bottom, there are only two things left, yes and no. And when you get to that very bottom level, yes and no, you can congratulate yourself that you have arrived both at clarity and truth.
Mm.
And if there is a little bit hesitation left, it means you're not clear. It means you need to do more work. And there are methods that can help you with that. Mm-hmm. But it is up to you to arrive at that. No one else can tell you what your truth is. And no one can be there to clarify things for you. They can support you, but it is your clarity and it is your truth.
That's really amazing because as I'm listening to you talk there, you know, I'm thinking about sometimes in my life when I'm not really clear on something, if I go to bed and sleep and the next morning, usually the right answer for me, usually, not always, but usually the right answer for me will be crystal clear in my mind as soon as I wake up. And that's just a pure energy from the vibration of the universe. And I know where it comes from. But my point being is that sometimes, but one of the things that Bill has also taught me is don't make decisions, make choices. Mm-hmm. And because when I would make a decision, I look back now on what he was telling me and teaching me, is that I'm going to find every way in the world to justify why that was the right decision when I could be pushing a chain uphill. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. But I think good decisions are based on choices. So when mm-hmm. you get to a choice, and then mm-hmm. you're in a position to make the decision that will support that choice. Because mm-hmm. decision is a doorway into action.
Right.
But you cannot start right. taking action till you get to the level of truth and clarity within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim, I am absolutely certain that your process of making that decision that you're clear on in the morning, it is based on yes or no. You arrive at that either yes or no, and then mm-hmm. you build up from there. Right?
That's very interesting, because if you're not clear, I mean, you're exactly right there, because I've experienced that many times in my life. And Bill mentioned his book earlier that clarity has no story. You can get that at myfreebook.me. M as in Mike, E as in Echo. It's a free ebook. Just put your email address in there, and then Bill will shove that thing right into your inbox. You know, he's quick on that too.
Yeah, I'm really liking what you said, Olga, about the yes and no, mm-hmm. and then building up from there, because the yes or no take you to your foundation.
Yes, that's the right? idea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Uh-huh. And I was just one thing that I speak with people about all the time is safety, you know, and that conversation of safety always goes to I just lost my complete train of thought. The conversation of safety with them in business is, you know, there becomes lack of trust. They start questioning. They aren't sure. Sabotage seeps in. It's really, really fascinating. And it's all because of the absence of a really good foundation.
It is so interesting that you mentioned trust, because trust is built on that clarity and truth within yourself. Mm-hmm. And the reason being, because there are three levels of trust: trust in yourself, trust in a relationship you have with other people, and trust in divine connection, the messages from the divine. But the mm-hmm. bottom line trust, the number one trust, is the trust in yourself. And it starts with your body. You need to be able to be in such contact with your physical self to receive those binary messages of yes or no, because your body functions on yes or no response. And
it's when so you're, true.
Yes, and when
it's so
you,
true.
Mm-hmm, and when that's how muscle testing works, because your mm-hmm. body knows fundamental truth. The mm-hmm. mind makes up stories, but the body knows.
Mm-hmm.
And when you develop this integrity within yourself as a success habit, as something that is done automatically within your life, you don't even have to actively think about it. You train yourself in this level of honesty. Then it is so easy to move on with life, because then life takes care of you.
Mm-hmm.
That is so true. And I love, you know, what's fascinating. I love your explanation of it, Olga. And mm-hmm. because it's such a different perception. Yet, the path of truth leads us all to the same place, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
It's so good. Yeah, it just fascinates me. There's so many little, like, what are some guideposts that you give to people, or you might mention, that would tell them indicate they might be off track, or what to watch for?
I think telltale sign is when I ask them a question or I ask them to ask themselves a question and the answer is, well, it's complicated.
She's talking to me about that, Bill. It's complicated.
You wouldn't understand.
Is it an inside joke?
Oh yeah.
No, it's just no. That's
a fact.
People have told me in the past, yeah, with something wrong, well, you wouldn't understand. they just don't want to, or it's complicated. Yeah. You know, the thing I learned, not that long ago, but it was 10 years ago or so, is if there's confusion, there's absence of commitment.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Without commitment, confusion sets in.
Oh, wow.
And when you speak of confusion, you're not in the yes and no, yes or no.
Yes,
arena.
Exactly. Yes, because you're in between. You're in this you're not facing the truth, because you might not like the truth, but you still need to be clear about it, and you just need to admit it to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I tell you, we're getting ready to go to break again. And Olga, would you be so kind once again to tell us about your website? Give the web address, if you would, kindly.
It's olgabelova.com.
That's olgabelova.com.
Very simple. Yes.
All right. I tell you, it's, you know, listening to you guys talking, I mean, man, oh man, you know, it's just, it's really amazing how uncertain can really, you know, just keep us stuck. Mm-hmm. We can't make that yes or no decision. And when you're in that situation, you are stuck. You're not going anywhere.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Did you know April is National Frog Month? Hey, I wouldn't make this up. Growing up in the country, my brother always had a frog or two in his pockets and liked nothing more than to toss one at me. What's the word for the fear of frogs? Batrachophobia. In Germany, frogs were once kept around the house as pets because they croaked loudly whenever the barometric pressure fell, signaling bad weather was coming. There are more than 4,700 species of frogs. Scientists who study frogs are called herpetologists. The name comes from the Greek word herpeton, which means something that crawls. Why are frogs so happy? Because they eat whatever bugs them.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your future is now. We're proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. We mentioned Clarity Has No Stories, Mr. Bill's free ebook that you can get. Just go to myfreebook.me. M is in Mike, E is in Echo. And our lovely guest today, Olga Belova, her website is OlgaBelova.com. And Mr. Bill, during the break, oh my goodness gracious, we were visiting with Olga, and she was telling us some of the things that you guys talked about, and I just really want to hear that.
Yeah, well, actually, on the break, I told Olga, I said, next session, let's get into some more woo-woo, because both Olga and I work metaphysically, which means we're very, very cognizant of the non-physical, and in my case, I'm an energy empath, and I'm able to read energy and show people how to follow energy. And I know that Jim will attest to the fact that when he follows his energy, everything works out great.
Oh yeah.
And it's made a big, big difference for him. So, so Olga, let's talk about some of the tools that you use from a metaphysical standpoint. And we can go wherever you want. Let's do it.
Yes. I have two tools that are my most favorite. And one of them is astrology. And the reason I chose astrology for some of my work is because it's for personal reasons. I have a very analytical mind and a very spiritual side. And astrology gives me this ability to apply analysis in a very spiritual, evolutionary way to understand what somebody's path is about. And Bill and I did this awesome interview where I looked at Bill's natal chart and at his money story. I know we talked about there is no story, but yes, we do come with a story. Mm-hmm. And the goal of this life is to evolve the story. So at the end, there is no story. And it sounds like a paradox, but at the same time, when you understand what was given to you at birth, what you needed to learn, what you needed to master, what you needed to exalt, it makes it so much clearer to make different choices in life. And Bill has an absolutely fascinating chart. And I want to ask you, what was it like for you to learn what you did in that interview with me?
Well, anything, you know, I'm from a little bit different school. Any information I can gather is fantastic to me. And I love the accuracy and the timing and the interpretation that you had when you did my astrology. And we had that money conversation, because the first thing you did is you went immediately to a time in my life where I had a big loss.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You pinpointed it. Boom, right here. What happened? it's you know, that was like 10 years ago, or actually 13 years ago. But that's what astrology, it's amazing the information it can give you. The thing I don't do is let it run my life, but it's sure nice to get that, you know, I call it an energetic weather report, which is what's going on with the way the planets are moving. Because the universe is always in a constant state of change, right, Olga?
Oh, absolutely. And it impacts us differently depending on the natal chart that we came into this life with. And I love it that you say it's like a weather report. I don't look at all the methods that I use and also astrology as fortune telling. What it is, it gives you just the outlook so that you can make better choices. It's kind of like you turn on the news and they say it's going to rain. Well, it's your choice. You can stay indoors. You can take an umbrella. You can go outside and get wet, whatever you want to do. It does not run your life, but it gives you better choices.
More awareness.
Yeah. More awareness, absolutely. And I am so fascinated with astrology because it gives such precision. And yes, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had talked about fortune telling, and I'm an avid frequenter of psychics. And the reason I am is because I'm so fascinated with how they interpret the information that they get, because I'm an energetic empath. So I can sit there and get into their energy with them and kind of follow them energetically. And if you understand metaphysics, you'd understand that. But it's how they interpret and bring it into the physical, right? And that's the weakness, because the people sitting there are looking for an answer. There's only three reasons people go to psychics. It's for finance, romance, or health.
And right.
They're looking, you know, maybe there's a health issue. Maybe they want a partner, and they're desperate for that right answer. So they twist the conversation to receive it. And what you do, Olga, is you present them with facts about what's going on, right? There's a big difference.
There is a difference, yes. As far as psychic information is concerned, I do journey as well. I can track destiny and I can bring it back. And what I want to caution people about going to psychics, you need to be very cognizant on what you're doing. Because you don't have one destiny, you have multiple destinies.
Right.
And whichever destiny this person happens to track and bring back is the one that has a very good chance to materialize. And that's why you need to be very careful. And that's why it's better to have that control in your own hands and to take responsibility for your own life, not to put it into the hands of other people. And yes, and I'm not putting down psychics, and I think there are many wonderful, gifted, and ethical psychics. It's just you need to know what you're doing and why you're seeking this information.
And there's others. Yeah, it's about, you know, and believe me, I've had many, many psychic readings. I'm so familiar with what you're saying, and this is what I'm going to write a book about it, because it's so fascinating to me. But the truth of the matter is, we come to Earth with information that's provided by the universe that's factual, that we can see. Now, one of them is I work with numerology, because it talks about our life lessons. I've been studying it for 25 years. From a person's date of birth, I can tell them everything going on in their life and where all their challenges are. And people are amazed when I go into audiences when I'm speaking and get their date of birth and just say, yeah, this is happening, that's happening. Like, how could he know that? It's because it's all based on your date of birth. This is what the universe gives us. And Olga, you work with hand analysis, right?
Right. Yes.
And now, mind you, Jim, listen to this. She's looking at your hand.
Okay.
There's a blueprint of your life there.
Okay. Is she gonna know everything that I've done in my life? If that's it, I'm gonna keep my hands in my pockets.
It's not about what you've done. It's about what you're here to do.
Yeah. Because I really like one thing that she said there, because a lot of times we tell people to find their purpose, and you know, Olga, you really hit the nail on the head when you said your life purpose. You cannot select your purpose. You can only fulfill it.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, because how many times we've heard that? You need to find a purpose for your life, you know? Okay. You know? But I
want to hear a little bit more about the hand analysis we're getting.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit away from that. Go ahead, Olga, and talk about that.
Because
Earth with this. This is not something coming out of thin air, right?
No. It is something that you need to master, something that you need to experience, and there are certain ways you need to do it. And all of this information is recorded in your hand. And one of the reasons I wanted to study astrology is because first I was trained as a hand analyst, and I had my natal chart read and I had my hands read, and the information I received was absolutely identical. And so your natal chart is in your fingerprints. It is in your palm. And that's why I work with these two methodologies, because they give me different angles of exact same contract, your soul contract.
You know, that's so, it's so funny because I work with the divine gifts and that those are energetic, but when you're not using the divine energy, the behaviors associated with them show up in the physical dysfunctionally. So that's where the proof comes in. And in your case, Olga, you're able, give us an example of a reading that you did, in because I know that you bring this into your coaching. You just don't do hand analysis itself, but how this has benefited a client.
Yes. I remember I was reading hands for this woman who ran a holistic store with the woo-woo stuff. And I told her, you need to be a healer. And she's like, no, no, I just want to do the business part of it. I don't want to do the healing. And her life forced her to acknowledge her healership skills. Wow. And she's now a well-recognized healer, and she has her own practice, and she has many clients. And after that, her business actually blossomed so much, and it expanded.
Isn't that the case?
Yes.
Isn't that the case? I know we're going to head to break here in a second, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about this and maybe a case study with somebody in business or corporate. Mainstream type people who are looking for answers in their life where they don't feel fulfilled. Stick with us. We'll be right back with some more fascinating information.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, a video is worth a thousand pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Matters of the heart have baffled humans since the dawn of time. You just can't live or love without it. Weighing in at about 10 ounces, this blood-filled muscle has become the universal symbol for love. Over the course of one day, your heart will beat over 100,000 times, shuttling 2,000 gallons of blood through 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body. Believe it or not, your mood can affect your heart health. One good cacination a day relaxes the lining in the blood vessel walls and increases good blood flow. A cacination is a laugh attack. But too much laughter might be a bad thing for some people. There have been enough documented cases of laughter inducing a coma that there is a medical term for it. It's called Lachschlackenfall.
It's marching down.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. We've got a boot camp workshop coming up tomorrow on Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Just go to 6MinuteWebinar.com/bootcamp. And you get all the information there. Well, our lovely guest today is Olga Belova. Her website is OLLGABELOVA.com. And right before the break, we've been talking a lot about, literally, we've been having a hands-on kind of a conversation. And Mr. Bill, I'll tell you right now, it's very interesting what she's talking about, isn't it, brother?
It's really fascinating because, Jim, it's not only real, it's actually what Olga's talking about is your destiny. And she uses these tools in her coaching. I want to be clear. Olga doesn't do just reading palms for people. She's actually a high level business coach working out of Florida. And this information really allows you to accelerate your growth, doesn't it, Olga?
Oh, absolutely. I can tell you, I had a client not long ago, a very high-ranking HR executive who came to me absolutely burned out. She said, I cannot do this anymore. Let's work out an exit strategy because I just don't want to do this anymore. I have no energy. I have no motivation. And it was so interesting because her story was so parallel to my story a long time ago. And even the field of work was very similar. And so when I looked at her hands, what was absolutely fascinating is that her purpose, she had, actually, you can have more than one purposes, more than one purpose. And she had five purposes.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And those five purposes all need to be realized. And what was absolutely fascinating to me that her five purposes were perfectly perfect. She did. It was not that she needed to get out of corporate. It's not that she needed to completely change her life. What she needed to do is to start facing her life lesson. And the formula of life satisfaction, fulfilling your potential monetarily and spiritually, is through exalting, mastering the lesson, applying the gifts, and balancing the flavor of all your experiences so that you get to enjoy and step into the purpose. When you chase your purpose head on, it burns you out, even if you are on purpose. That is the paradox of purpose. That is so fascinating to me because we come into this life not for the purpose. We come here for the lesson. We come here to exalt, to master the lesson. And as a reward for doing that, your purpose becomes available. You get to be in the vibration of your purpose, in the experience of your purpose. So my client's purpose, in the language of hand analysis, was a big shot businesswoman in the spotlight. And that's exactly what she was doing. And she actually received a promotion as we were doing this work because we cleared those blocks, we cleared that energy. And her lesson was lack of responsibility and self-esteem. And to exalt that lesson, she would need to become a mentor. Because a mentor is somebody who is a role model, somebody whose life is beyond reproach because they've faced personal responsibility and their actions show how it is done. So when you find yourself in that vibration of mentorship, of holding that high integrity, it is so easy to see how the rest of it becomes so comfortable and you draw energy from it. So that was for this particular person. It doesn't mean it will be exact same path for other people, but this is just an example. And the other thing that is very important to mention, Bill, you said something about the gifts. Well, in the language of hand analysis, the gifts a borrowed energy. If the rest of this story, the rest of the contract is for this lifetime, gifts come and go, and they have an expiration date, and you need to use them to their most, and if you don't, you pay a penalty. And the
penalty,
and the penalty is there to remind you, use it. And if you don't, your life is messed up. And each gift has a unique penalty that comes with it.
That, wow. That it is. I'm in just in awe of your way of explaining it. It's so accurate, and it's so completely different from how I would explain it. It's amazing. But, you know, the funny thing is these gifts and your purpose, as you're talking about, the challenges you have in life, you that seems so daunting. When you step forward with your gift, it just melts away, doesn't it, Olga?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
It's like, I tell people, it's like snow in Phoenix in July. But from the physical perspective, it appears terrifying. It's the duality in it is amazing. And you know, you had mentioned about that woman, and it was such a great case study, because the people that I've worked with, it's misalignment, not understanding the energies running through them. Your purpose isn't what you do, it's the energy that you do it with.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so consequently, it can show up in many different places. And yes, this energy comes and goes and moves around. But when you're aware of it, you have access to it at any time you want. You can change, right? You have choice.
Oh, yes. And the purpose is not a job description or a business or a business title. Yeah. A purpose is exactly the state of being. And if you remember what your ideal state of being is, and it is unique to you, you can fulfill it through many different ways.
Yeah, when you're in your purpose, you become ageless, timeless. Nothing matters. You're just there to be of service for the benefit of all involved. And you go into a different place. And we've all been there, but as Olga's saying, we've come to Earth to learn lessons, to move to higher planes, and to clear away these lessons. And when we come to Earth, we're just caught, and we focus on survival, right, Olga? It's all about survival.
Yes. And
like you went through that, all the outward success, right?
Oh, yeah. I had so much money. It was so funny. The place where I worked, my salary was given in cash. And I had these bags of dollars, like many thousands of dollars every month given to me. And I had nowhere to spend it. And it was like money lost its meaning completely. I was so drained. I was just so devastated by, where do I go from there? Like, I don't want anything. And whatever I wanted, I could buy, but I stopped wanting things. And so at that point, I realized that it is a matter of life and death for me to understand my path, to understand my purpose, and how to step into that purpose. What is more important, it's not knowing the purpose, it's how to step into it. Fortunately, I found the hand analysis, and it solved my particular predicament. And I was so fascinated with this methodology. I found it so intriguing and so powerful that I just trained in it. And I said, I'm going to be doing it for people because it's so valuable.
Yeah. As I've dug in, my change started over 25 years ago when I walked away from my life, and I was out lost. I had no idea what I was going to do. I was lost, and I tripped across a couple of these metaphysical things that were given to me that I just read by mistake. And I was like, can this be true? If this is true, this is amazing. So I started digging in more, and I've been digging for 25 years, and it's as true can be. Jim, you know, we've got to start having a show longer than 5 minutes, right?
I know it, because I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you guys. I'm going like, whoa, Nelly, because, you know, it just amazes me when you're in the right place for you and you're in perfect harmony. No one has to explain it to you. You feel it. It's just pure energy. And I've been there, and that's, if you're able to, you know, do that every day of your life, oh my goodness gracious, that would just be, that just puts the icing on the cake of life, doesn't it, Bill?
Yeah, well, you can't do it every day of your life.
I know it. See, you're here. I'm trying.
But you're here to learn lessons. And that's the whole purpose of all of this, is to gain more awareness and make more powerful choices. Would you agree with that, Olga?
I would slightly disagree. You are absolutely right on. But my different take on it is that if you know how to align yourself to that vibration that Jim talked about that he wants to be in, it is, you can actually do it every day. And we are here for the lesson, but if you master the lesson, the lessons you get more pleasant, bigger, interesting, challenging in a very positive way, not miserable. Mm. It's kind of like when they say, that's a really good problem to have. I have so many clients, I don't have enough time. That's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
No, I completely agree with what you're saying about you can be in it all the time. But you have to remember that we're here to learn lessons. And part of the lesson is knowing when you're knocked off track.
Yeah. Each lesson is kind of like a little stepping stone to get you higher and higher, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, I think that we're going to have Olga on again.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to invite her on the TV show. Because your information is so powerful. Oh, it really is. And I want to take it to the TV audience. And ladies and gentlemen, our time is about up. All the great information about Olga and everything we've talked about will be in the description of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed it. Please share this show with others, especially someone that you know could really use it. I'm Jim Grant on behalf of Olga and Bill. We'll see you next time. Have a wonderful weekend.